All right, even if you don't know Ingrid Michaelson by name, you've probably heard her music.
If you are chilly, here, take my sweater, 'cause
she encourages audience participation in concert, by the way. That's Michaelson's song, The Way I Am, and it was used in a commercial for, yes, the Old Navy Fair Isle Collection. Now, if you've read any of the press on Michaelson, and recently that would be really easy. I mean, she's been on Good Morning America and the pages of Billboard and Rolling Stone. You know the basics of her stories. She was discovered by Old Navy on MySpace. She was living at home with her parents on Staten Island. She'd been courted by major labels, but decided to put her music out on her own indie label. It had been quite a year for the young woman. And when she stopped by the BPP studios, we sat her down to see if the old story still stands. Ingrid, so much has changed for you in the past year. So I want to check in to find out if certain parts of the Ingrid Michaelson story still stand. Are you still living at home with your folks on Staten Island?
Well, okay. Yes, technically that's where my mail goes, but I'm on the road a lot, so I do want to get my own place, but I feel like if I'm home like 1 week out of the month, if that, it's like, you know, do I really want to pay X amount of dollars to live in New York? So I'm going to wait till my life kind of slows down, and then I'm going to get my own place. But the answer is yes, I do.
Are you still an independent artist, not signed to any big major label?
Yes, I don't have a label.
And of all the success you've had so far in the past year, what's been the most satisfying?
The most satisfying? That's a difficult question because my personality type is rarely satisfied. I'm kind of always like, okay, now what's next? And it's hard to kind of be in the moment and sort of relish and really just soak up everything and feel completely satisfied. But I have glimmers. I have moments. So I remember one moment a few months back when things started kind of picking up for me and we had a show at the Knitting Factory. And everybody in the audience was singing along with every single song, every word. And it got to almost, it could have been annoying for somebody else, but I was so excited that people were actually listening to the record. And all of the songs, not just the one song that was kind of shoved in everybody's faces, you know. That was a really great show, and I had a lot of moments of, oh, wow, this is so awesome, and I feel so complete and so full right now. And then, of course, as soon as I get off stage, I'm like, that's how
what
I am.
Brings that on?
That's how I am before a show and after a show. I'm always like, oh, I'm not going to have anything to say. I'm not going to be able to really have my songs translate. Oh, this is miserable. No one's going to care. And then I get on the stage, and it's like the best thing ever. But then the kind of crashing feeling when you come off of it, it's like, why would I want to go through that again? And then I do go through it again. It's this weird little cycle that I have of hating and then loving and then hating again. I don't know.
I think it's called anxiety.
Oh, yes, honey. I do have that.
I think it's called anxiety. So I do want to ask you to play the song that's been in all of our faces.
Sure.
Although we all really like the fact that this song has been in all of our faces. I know you've been asked this a million times, but I do want to hear the story of how your song, Way I Am, ended up in an Old Navy commercial.
They wrote me on MySpace and said that we think your song would be great for our Old Navy Fair Isle sweater collection.
How did
campaign.
You feel about Fair Isle sweaters before this?
I didn't even know what a Fair Isle sweater was. This is actually from Old Navy. This is one of the ones they gave me. Yeah, baby. Cashmere. It's not a Fair Isle sweater, though, because they have, like, patterns.
Stripes.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't wear one of those things.
I'm not a fan of the horizontal across
yeah.
this part right here.
Not
no.
when you got the lady bags.
Exactly.
Not, it doesn't
not,
help.
No, not so much. But they are warm and cozy.
Yeah, they look good on very skinny, tall, beautiful women, so.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess people who live in the Fair Isle.
Yeah, exactly. What are the Fair Isles? Is Staten Island a Fair Isle? Like an I am
a
Fair Isle resident.
It is now.
Yes.
Can we hear Way I Am?
Yeah, sure.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. If you need a light, I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the way I am.
If you are chilly, here, take my sweater. If your head is aching, I'll make it better. 'Cause I love the way you call me baby, and you take me the way I am. I'll buy you Rogaine when you start losing all your hair and sew on patches to all you tear. 'Cause I love you more than I could ever promise, and you take me the way I am. Oh, you take me the way I
That means we're good. We're back in with Ingrid Michaelson here at NPR and the Bryant Park Project. And you obviously did not sing that song alone. Tell folks who else is in the studio today.
I'm Miss Allie Moss.
Hi, Allie.
Hello.
Obviously, you didn't write that song about sweaters.
Right.
When and where did you originally write that song?
I wrote that song in my room. And I remember I wrote it before. I wrote it really quickly, kind of like the bass line. I played the whole song on just the one note originally, the one string basically, and I wrote it, and I kind of didn't have the words. I remember the chorus, and I was like, wow, this is really catchy, and I'm totally gonna remember it, and I'll go do my thing and I'll come back. I forget where I had to go. I remember driving in the car and singing it over and over again, and then I went and did my errand and I came back and it was gone, and was gone out of my head. And I tried to reconstruct it. I was like, this isn't right. This isn't it. I lost it. And I was like, oh, whatever. And I woke up the next morning singing it. And I wrote the rest of the words and I recorded it that day. And it was kind of just, the words kind of came out of a not really a happy place. It was more of a, oh, man, I'm so messed up and so, like, twisted inside. Is anyone ever going to really love me? It was this very, like, sad sort of, you know, woe is me song, but it ended up turning out to be this kind of happy ditty that everybody uses as their first song on their wedding, and it's kind of become this just happy, happy song, but it really stemmed from a pretty, like, sad place in me, and I was dating a guy that was sort of balding at the time.
I was wondering, Rogaine contacted
you? No, I don't want that to happen. I'm fearful of that.
On Amazon.com, there are many glowing reviews of your album, Girls and Boys, and this one is sort of telling. It's from a guy. Okay. And it starts out as review. Normally, I don't like chick rock, but ... Have you run into the chick singer-songwriter stereotype as you've been doing press and playing out?
Yeah, totally. The most I see that is when we go to gigs and we go to venues and the sound people and the it's all men, generally speaking, most of the time. And most of the time, they don't expect much from you. But my live show is very interactive. I really, like, involve the audience, and I really, like, I want to make people laugh. I want to make people feel like it's kind of an experience, not just them watching me, but them joining in with me. The 180 from how we are treated before to how after, and it's a sold-out show and whatever, it's like, oh, that was really great. One time some guy's like, I really wasn't expecting to like it at all, but, you know, like, I get a lot of that. So I think that there's a stigma that goes along with, like, you know, the girl with the glasses and, like, you know, barefoot, you know, crying into her microphone kind of a thing. Like, and I definitely was there. I have another album out that I put before this, and I feel like it was sort of that sort of stereotypical, like, what I thought a woman should sing about and sound, you know? And then I kind of broke out of that, and in my writing now, I'm pushing even further away from that. But, you know, that exists, and there are a lot of girls and women that do kind of own that, you know? And some own it in a good way, some own it in a very, you know, everybody else way. So, but yeah, it's hard. Dudes are hard to capture.
We're speaking with Ingrid Michaelson, and we're going to get another song, I think. This is called Breakable?
Yes. One, two, three.
Have you ever thought about what protects our hearts, just a cage of rib bones and other various parts. So it's fairly simple to cut right through the mess and to stop the muscle that makes us confess. And we are so fragile, and our cracking bones make noise. We are just breakable girls and boys. And you fasten my seatbelt because it is the law. In your two-ton death trap, will I finally saw a piece of love in your face that bathed me in regret. And then you drove me to places I'll never forget. And we are so fragile, and our cracking bones make, we are just breakable girls and boys. Bones make noise. We are just breakable girls. Breakable girls. Breakable girls and boys.
We're talking to Ingrid Michaelson, who's nice enough to come by the NPR studios today. You have a ton of media appearances coming up. Good Morning America, like Regis and Kelly, and you wrote the funniest thing on your blog about it. You wrote, I should get new clothes and brush my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Has your view of self-image and your view of projecting an image, now that people are taking pictures of you and you are going on TV shows, has that changed at all for you?
Well, I mean, a few years ago, I would just kind of roll out of whatever I was and go sing and do a show, and I didn't care about anything. And now I brush my hair and I put a little makeup on, and but I'm never going to be the girl that can get so dolled up for anything. It's just so time-consuming and not comfortable for me, you know? I do have to get some new clothes, though. I've been traveling around for about a month now, and I'm living out of my suitcase, and all my stuff is, like, squished and wrinkled, and it doesn't even fit me anymore. It's like I need to get something nice to wear on these television things.
The last song you're going to play for us is one that a lot of people know. Why do you choose to play this one? Do you like this song? What do you like about this song?
Well, the way that I write my own music is pretty, like, simple themes that everybody's heard, you know, millions of times, love and loss and things of that. And I like to say things really simply but really effectively. And I feel like this song does that. It's just very simple, but so beautiful.
All right, let's hear Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Oh.
That's Ingrid Michaelson channeling her inner Elvis. If you'd like to see a video of Ingrid performing that song, go to npr.org/Bryant Park. The name of her album is Girls and Boys. This is the BPP on NPR.
You